Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Overreactions from yours truly. John, I will present you some statements from the football weekend, college and pro, and I want to know, are these overreactions or not?
Okay. Oh, this is both college and pro. All right,
yes.
Let's go.
Brian Daboll will be the first coach fired. Overreaction or not?
Yeah, that's an overreaction. I wouldn't be surprised to see one happen in Cleveland. That was Kevin Stefanski. I know he's a good coach.
Reigning coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski.
Okay, have we not seen that before? NBA, he ended up in Detroit. But like that does happen, but that was awful. And Daboll might be the guy. I don't know.
I mean, it might not even all be his fault here. I mean, he's been saddled with Daniel Jones. They drafted him. They've paid him. They can't protect him. He was sacked five times, and he's a disaster.
Somebody's got to be the fall guy, though.
And I think it will be Daboll sooner rather than later.
It very well could be.
I think he's the first coach fired. Next one, Jim Harbaugh is going to the playoffs in year one with the Chargers.
Pump the brakes on that one a little bit. That might be a bit of an overreaction. Their offense was not as dynamic. I know that they were able to run the ball, which is very Jim Harbaugh-esque. And they're going to start off. They might start off 3-0 because they're at Carolina this week. They're at the Steelers. Now, it depends on, hey, can they protect Justin Herbert against the Steelers? J.J. Watt was good yesterday. T.J. Watt. But then they've got the Chiefs, Broncos. I don't know.
Sounds like 4-1.
It could be 4-1.
Keep going down that schedule.
They don't have a tough schedule, but I'm just not sold yet that they're going to be a playoff team.
Sold. Watched some of this game yesterday. I thought they were sitting on the edge of making the playoffs to begin with.
So Raiders without a quarterback.
I don't care, John. I'm telling you what, man. He's already got the Harbaugh NFL offense rolling. They're gonna play it down this year. It'll be a little bit conservative. They're gonna run the football. J.K. Dobbins looks like what he was supposed to be when he entered the league, and doesn't look like he's lost a step despite the injuries.
Are you trusting him to stay healthy through 17 games though?
We'll see. You know, they do have Gus Edwards there too, so they played with a feistiness too, different edge than I've seen from that Charger team, and maybe that's what was missing.
Overreaction or not, Bryce Young is a bust. Two picks, including one on his first throw of the game. It's year two. It's not any better.
It's not any better, but he doesn't have any more to work with.
What do you mean? They went out and got Deontay Johnson. They added Robert Hunt up front. They got a new play caller, new offense.
Okay, new play caller, new offense. But, you got one more weapon than you had last year. I wouldn't have drafted him to begin with. I said that at the time. So I don't think it's too early, no.
So not an overreaction.
No, I'm with you on that one.
I think it's a little early, but man, his career reminds me of Derek Carr or David Carr's as a first round pick who is just in a hopeless situation.
Yeah.
Rico made the same comparison yesterday on the Lions tailgate show. Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I heard you in the tailgate show bring up Kelly Stafford. You annoyed Rico with that. But seriously, I had no idea he said that.
Why would you bring her up?
After the Jordan Love injury.
Nice transition.
After the Jordan Love injury. The Packers will miss the playoffs. Tough division, could be out as many as 6 weeks.
I don't think that's an overreaction because, and I look at their schedule and I watch the way that the Colts played yesterday. Now they play the Titans in week three and Will Levis. Oh my goodness. That was awful. But the Vikings, Rams, I look at their schedule. No, I don't think that's an overreaction at all. Because Malik Willis, who's been there all of, 10 days now, is their backup quarterback? How do they find a way to beat the Colts? How do they find a way to even beat the awful Titans?
Well, Will Levis would be how you beat the Titans. He'll just give it to you. But yeah, they could start
disgusting.
1-4. They could be in a pretty big hole early. You can't win a division in September.
Yeah.
You can lose it.
And their schedule is tougher at the end when he actually does come back, if whenever that is, versus what it is at the beginning.
I think it's an overreaction for now, because I think if they can get even one win, that they can turn it around. They kind of proved that last year. I believe they were 2-5 at one point last season. So, but man, I felt for him. And I don't know. I wonder how Lions fans felt when that happened, because that was the last play of the game. You don't want to beat the Packers that way,
right,
in the division. And I'm telling you what, it was with that field the way it was,
it wasn't great. But like I mentioned, if you're 2-5 coming, when he comes back, now all of a sudden you are going to have the Bears twice, and nobody's really that scared of Caleb Williams. You'll have the Lions twice. You're going to have the Niners, the Dolphins, the Seahawks. I think that the schedule is much tougher for them at the end, and he might actually come back for the Texans game. I mean, it's not an easy road when he does come back.
Deion Sanders is more club promoter than football coach.
I hate to say it because I love Deion, but yeah. And I mean, when you hear your quarterback, your son, throw the offensive line under the bus, when you see the reaction of Travis Hunter, who's in the end zone, I don't know if he can ever really be covered in college football, but he doesn't get the ball thrown to him and he's screaming at everyone. Things are out of control.
Yeah, the thing's gone completely off the rails. And I'm a Deion guy, but I don't think he's meant to be a coach because he can't get the prime out of him when he coaches. And I don't think you can be prime when you're a head coach.
Not in a power four league.
No, this works in high school maybe and a lesser college, but it's club promoter might be a little strong.
Yeah.
Well, where's the actual coaching? Are they going to have anything going on? I mean, again, end of half, where's the timeout? Any development in the trenches up front? Any development on the defensive side of the ball? I get it. You love your son. He's going to the NFL. Go ahead and promote him. But you're not actually coaching this football team.
You just made me think of a question. Do you avoid drafting Shadur because a sideshow's coming?
Like you're going to throw your old line under the bus and daddy's going to be around. Yeah, well,
I think that's the sideshow everybody's talking about. But I think when I heard his comments after the game, and if I'm an NFL GM, I look at that and go, ooh, I'm going to pause for a second on what we might be getting.
You get a little squeamish.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Volunteers will host a playoff game and Nico will be in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
What? Say that again?
The Tennessee Volunteers will not only be in the playoffs, they will host a playoff game at Neyland Stadium, and Nico, their quarterback, will be in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
I don't think he's in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony, but I do think that they could be a playoff team. I mean,
a top 8 playoff team that'd be hosting a game.
Yeah, yeah. So not winning the SEC, yes, but getting somewhere between 5 and 8.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's possible. I don't think it's an overreaction.
Especially I think Bama, the overreaction
is the Heisman talk.
Yeah, I think Nico looks
other,
good.
Nico looks good, but there are other guys that you're going to be talking about that are going to get more pub than he's going to get.
Iamaliava. That scheme, though, is quarterback friendly.
Oh, you're just waiting to say that name, aren't you?
Iamaliava.
You know what? September Heisman talk around here, I can't. That's an overreaction for now. We've been burned many a time with people like Tate Forcier.
May Forcier be with you.
Yeah, right. You know, other than the Heisman, no, so I'm not cheesy. Saying overreaction. Other than the SEC, what now has 6 of the top 7 ranked teams in AP poll? Somebody's going to lose.
Yeah. Well, everybody was touting at the first week of the season, right? The Big Ten was 17 wins and one loss. That would be in Minnesota, and they should have won. It should have been a clean sweep. I think coming out of week 2, we've seen that, you know, they're not as powerful as they hope they might be.
If the game was played today, MSU would beat Michigan.
It's going to be a tough matchup. I think it's overreaction to make that proclamation, but it's a game. There's no question it's a game. That's going to come down to toughness. Who is going to be tougher? We talk about smash. I didn't see smash up front offensively. I didn't see smash up front defensively when you're talking about top 10 picks on the defense. Michigan State showed some grit. They showed some resolve of going on the road in the Big Ten against the team that has had their number over the last couple of years. With the way that they played in that first game, yeah, I think it's a game.
Did you think they'd win the Boston College game on Friday?
I didn't think it going into Maryland. Now I'm looking at it going, yeah, they got a chance. Now, Bill O'Brien has done a terrific job with BC.
They're building, and I do think would win. That's an overreaction. The game would be a toss-up in my mind because it's a rivalry, and right now the way Michigan's defense is playing as a bunch of individuals instead of a team defense, Michigan State would be able to exploit that. I hope that changes by then.
And those are Weekend Overreact Gyms. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.